As the biggest consumer of energy in the U.S. government, the military is constantly looking for ways to reduce its energy use. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports on some steps being taken at Army installations in New York.
Biofuel-powered jets may be a few decades off, but the Army is making progress on cutting back on its energy footprint. Jerry Davis is an engineer at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Colorado, which is working with the Defense Department on net-zero energy projects. Net-zero means generating the same amount of energy that's consumed. Davis recently spoke at an energy symposium in Syracuse. He says Army bases like Fort Drum in the North Country have a good resource, land that could be used to produce energy sources like biofuel or carry solar panels.
Tens of thousands of acres potentially to develop. And then there's some sensitivity, of course, to the mission conflict, as a lot of these are training installations as well. So they're leveraging, in a sense, their purchasing power and the fact that they have fantastic resources.
Davis says the West Point Military Academy in the Hudson Valley is making good progress on energy reduction and awareness, but it's restricted more on land resources. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.